Okay, it's Love Them or List Them time. We love having people call into the show. Yesterday, they refused to come on. Today, we convinced Molly to join us, which is great news because she's got a situation and she needs some serious help. So tell everybody, what's up, Molly? What's going on?
I'm actually going through something kind of strange right now, and I just don't have anybody that I can talk to about this.
Oh, well, you've got friends here at KS95 and all of our listeners. They'd love to give you advice. What's going on?
Well, now that I'm married to my husband, I don't think I love him the way I used to. It's kind of strange because when we were dating and even when we were engaged, I found him super attractive and I loved him. But since we got married, he's lost his luster in my eyes. And actually getting married was his idea, not mine.
Oh, and how long have you been married?
We've been married 2 months. And I'm already thinking about ending it. And to me, that makes no sense, right?
No, it doesn't, because you've been engaged for how long, and now you're with the person that you thought you loved. That's awful.
Yeah, we were engaged for like 3 years, and I loved him the whole time, but some switch got flipped. I don't know. He's really sweet, he's romantic, and he's wonderful to be around for other people, but I cannot stand to be around him now.
Wow, you can't stand to be around him?
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example. Like, on Valentine's Day, he planned this huge ordeal to pamper me. He sent flowers to my work, and I gave those flowers away to a single friend because I just hated the idea of his flowers sitting in my cube. When I got home, he picked up everything to make my favorite meal, but I told him I wasn't feeling well because I didn't want to eat it. And he gave me this gorgeous necklace, which I haven't even put on once. He also wrote me a poem that he wanted to recite in front of me before dinner, and I laughed.
Why?
When I get uncomfortable, I laugh, and I just couldn't help it. And, oh my gosh, you guys, he lit candles, he sprinkled rose petals on the bed, and I just bailed. I said I was having tummy trouble, and I'd rather sleep on the couch. So when I slept on the couch, he slept on the floor next to me.
Oh my gosh, he sounds so sweet.
He is sweet, but guys, I just feel like I'm in prison.
And this feeling has just come about ever since you got officially married?
Yes. It's like some kind of switch got flipped when I said I do. Before Valentine's Day, I was standing in Target in front of the huge display of cards, trying to find the perfect card for him, but I couldn't buy any of them because none of them match how I feel. And I didn't even give him anything for Valentine's Day, and he didn't care. He just said that his gift is my love for life, and I just wanted to die.
Yeah, I guess there's not many cards at Target that say I'd rather sleep on the couch than with my husband on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. What is wrong with me? I don't even know.
So what do you want to do going forward? What are you thinking about?
I'm really seriously thinking about annulling the marriage and going back to being boyfriend, girlfriend, and living our life happily ever after. Can I do that at this point?
You think that would help?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm wearing handcuffs and it's destroying my life.
Ever since you said I do and you became husband and wife and married, you feel like you have handcuffs on and you think undoing that's going to make you all of a sudden want him again?
I did before. Why can't we go back to that? I mean, I keep asking myself, why did I get married? Why did I get married? And the answer is always it was for him. He wanted a wife, and now I resent him.
Oh, wow. That is really hard to hear. He would be destroyed if he heard you say this.
I know, and I can't tell my family because, you know, things slip out and stuff like that. And I don't know, do I just stick with him and hope the feelings go away? I don't know really what to do.
I don't know if anybody's been through this. I imagine it's not the first time someone's had feelings like that where they're, oh my God, the world's tiniest handcuff is that little ring on my finger.
Yes!
Yeah.
100%. That is exactly it.
I'm just afraid if you go back, you're not going to be able to change the way you feel. I don't know.
Or does it just go away over time? And that's something someone who's been through this would have to tell us.
Yes.
If they felt the same way you feel and it does get better or it gets worse. I don't know. Let's just hear from people. Do we love this guy and stick with him and see it through? Or do we list it, divorce him, annul the marriage, whatever, and then give that a try? I don't know. This is bizarre. And you're serious. Right after your wedding, it came on like that strong.
Like a ton of bricks fell on my head. It was crazy.
Okay. Well, let's see what people have to say. 651-989-5795. Do you love this guy? A guy who will sleep on the floor next to the couch when you lie about not feeling well on Valentine's Day.
So sweet.
Or would you list him?
Yeah. The guy you couldn't even look at and give him a card.
Boy, did our text just explode.
Yeah.
Any chance she's pregnant? Raging hormones.
Oh.
List her. What a bee. Get me his number. I'll take him.
Oh.
I mean, he does sound like the sweetest guy ever.
Everyone take this as a lesson. Don't let other people make you do something you do not want to do.
Amen.
I think they're right about that. That is a good point.
Yes.
List her. B-I-T-C-H time 1,000. Wish I didn't even hear this. Love him or list them. Wow.
Jeez.
List yourself. You should have been honest with him about marriage from the start if you weren't feeling it. List this girl. She needs therapy. List her. She needs to cut him loose. It's not fair to him to be with someone that, quote, can't stand to be with him. Gosh. I mean, maybe this is a thing, though. And that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. Is there are some people who've been through this, had these feelings, and can maybe give her some advice? I don't know. Boy, ask and it is given. Let's go right to Burnsville with Amy. You had the same thing?
I did. Yeah, we were together about 3 years and we got married. And on our honeymoon back from where we were in the airport, I told him that I wanted a divorce and I just think I made a mistake.
Okay, so what was it for you? You dated this whole time and it was fine. You get married. What happens? What's going through your head?
I think I just was at that point at my age at 30, and you date someone for a while and then you get married and you have kids and you live this fairy tale life. Yeah. And I just realized he was not the guy for me. And just listening to her story, it's like maybe save yourself the time and heartache and cut it loose and find somebody else in the future that's going to make you happy. And that's what I did. I took some time off after my divorce and met a great guy, and we've been together 5 years, and I've never been more happy. I mean, I have 2 kids now. I'm divorced, single mom. I was a stay-at-home mom for 6 years and had to pick up and start a career again. But I just spent 7 years with this guy, and it was terrible. And everyone told me after my wedding when I was like, oh, I made a mistake. They were like, you know what? It's just the jitters. Mm-hmm. Stay with it. And I just wish I would have listened to my heart.
So what did he say in the airport? What was that experience like when you get back and you say, I want a divorce?
It was devastating to him. He's like, what? Where is this coming from? We're on our honeymoon. We're just coming home. What are you talking about? I mean, it was out of left field.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt really bad, but I was completely honest. And had I just followed through with what I was seeing and got an annulment, I think it would have saved us a lot of heartache.
Oh, okay. Man, how do you come back from that?
Yeah.
In both camps, but good for you for doing it.
Great advice, Amy. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you. And that's what I was hoping to hear from someone who's been there, done that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, says this text. Speaking from someone who's unlucky in love and lonely, I would die to have a relationship like that.
Oh.
I know, but unless you're in the relationship, you can't just go, oh, it sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. Sue, you're in Burnsville. What are your thoughts on Love Him or List Him?
Go Burnsville. So I think the texter was right. Nobody can make you do something that you don't want to do. So she needs to ask herself why she made the decision to marry him. And don't resent him. You're the one who made the decision. Like the previous caller said, she needs to be honest with herself and get some counseling and figure out why she made the decision to marry him and why she resents him for pointing that out to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think if she just annuls a wedding and they stay together, everything would just go back to great?
No, she wasn't being honest with herself before. It's not great.
Oh. 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 It wasn't good to begin with? I guess we never really thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Sue. Thank you. From Burnsville. Kidding. No, it's Allison in St. Paul. What's your thought on Love or List?
I think he is not the issue. I think that she needs to lift her attitude about marriage. She seems to have some deep-seated attitudes about marriage and having a negative connotation about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think no matter what, unless she goes to counseling and figures out why she feels that way about marriage, I don't think being with anybody else and marrying them is going to make her happy.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think marriage is for her. She feels tied down. And maybe it's when he said, I don't need anything from you for Valentine's Day. I just need your love for the rest of my life forever.
Shackle! else.
Oh, the word forever is just so, oh, it's so long.
It's big.
Yeah, right?
It is, but I mean, if you really love somebody, it doesn't bother you. I mean, has Vaughn ever said to you, like, oh, you're going to love me forever, and you were like, ah, I don't know about that.
That is exactly how I feel.
Yeah, right. You say, forever isn't long enough for you, Vaughn.
Exactly. No, you're right. I mean, it's true. I did wait a long time to get married, but that's, of all the things in life that I'm certain of, there's not many. Because there's not a lot of things you can be certain of, but I'm certain of wanting to be with him and spend my life with him. So, yeah. Maybe she just needs the time. And maybe, you know what? It's a little fresh. I mean, you've only been married, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Maybe give it 6.
No, but just to feel that way immediately is what is strange to me.
These ladies remind me of all the women I know that are only satisfied when their men are distant, cold-hearted, and even mentally or physically abusive.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. As someone who deals with it, sounds like a fear of commitment. Well, yeah.
Yes. And I mean, I feel like she sort of admitted that.
I think she just wanted the fairy tale wedding. And now that it's over, reality set in. No, she didn't want the fairy tale wedding. She didn't want to get married to begin with.
Never.
Yeah, at all.
She was trying to make him happy. And I get that. We all do things like that. Mm-hmm. You try to make your person happy. You think this can be fine. Marriage is fine. I mean, she should have never done it.
No. Okay, well, I would say take your time. If you still feel that way after a few more months, then, you know, after you've done therapy, you still feel that way, then move on.
Yes.
You got to.
But if you loved him before, give it a shot. Don't just say goodbye. Don't just run. This is just heartbreaking.
How devastating for him.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even know.
He has no idea.
Oh,
it's just heartbreaking.
You got to think he's got a little sense of it with the fact that she doesn't want to stay in bed with him.
Well, she had an excuse. Mm-hmm. He probably really doesn't. He's so in love with her.
Oh,
God. Oh, geez, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. She's like, oh, gross.
Icky.